And just because there's some principles in the Word of God and the Word of faith that if we would observe them and put them into practice, they can become a reality in your life. Amen? But how about we should put somebody on our fridge that's lame and crippled, and then all of a sudden and show a healed person? Amen? Wouldn't that be nice to have some vision like that as well? How about a nice big ear? I can hear the voice of God. How about things along the lines of being a blessing unto people? And so this morning, I want to talk to the same message I ministered here on a Wednesday. I felt that there's more to it. Amen? And sometimes we need another kick at the can, and we got to do it again. Amen? There's Charles Spurgeon said, you got to preach a message at least 50 times before you get the real thing out of it. I thought 50 times, wow, that's a whole year of preaching. And so we're going to do this one again. Who's leading you? Amen? And we're going to talk about who's leading you. You are a spirit, you possess a soul, and you live in a body, and we want to be sensitive to the leading of God. So let's pray and let's believe God for the very best. And before I came here this morning, everybody, you know, there's a certain amount of people here today. We thank God for every single one of you. And did you know that Brother Hagin, one of his most greatest times the Lord spoke to him in 1950, is it rained and rained and rained and rained and rained. And he said in Texas, the mud there is like gumbo and it's just sticky. And they had a tent meeting, so everybody was kind of, there was water along the side, so everybody was kind of around the altar. They were praying, and that's when the Lord spoke to him. He had an open vision, and the Lord spoke to him about his ministry, about go teach my people faith. Amen? He said he counted, there's about 30 people there. And isn't that amazing that God will speak? He just doesn't speak in the big times, and thank God for the thousands of people at Rhema, but he'll speak right here as well. Amen? So let's pray, let's believe God. Father, and you got to expect, amen? Expect. You want healing, then you expect healing. You want direction, you expect direction. You want to hear from God, you expect. You turn in that dial to that. Father, we want to thank you in the name of Jesus. We set our hearts on you this morning. We say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for Faith City Church. Faith strong, amen? Rhema strong in this place. We thank you for our leaders, Pastor and Miss Anita. We thank you, Lord, that they are refreshed, that they are blessed, and that they will come back with new zeal, hallelujah, to take the thing to the next level. And we want to say thank you, Lord. And we thank you for each one here and those listening by live stream, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon them. Hallelujah, and that the Spirit of the Lord comes upon us so we can hear the voice of God, that we can do what you called us to do. And I just want to say thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you that you're the one that has things in control in our lives as you're leading us, guiding us, directing us, showing us things to come. Let's thank him. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for this service. Thank you for your leading, your guiding, and your direction. Oh, for Rama Sendere Deveki Sekeravashtuko. Oh, Zamanabasandarabasa. And as you set your heart on me, says the Lord, I'll direct you. As you set your heart on me, I'll show you things to come. As you set your heart on me, I will show you great and wonderful things that you have not seen here till for. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. So we got to always be open to the Lord. Amen. So everybody say, I will hear from God this morning. Amen, amen. So over in Romans chapter 8 and verse 14, Brother Bill, can you bring my glasses here? He's a big faith man, eh? He can't see the book. Amen, thanks. Praise God. But there's going to be light. They say the light is coming. Amen. So Romans chapter 8 and verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God. Everybody say led. Led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So God's going to lead us. God's going to direct us. God's going to show us things to come. And it's being led by the Spirit of God. The Bible says that there is an outward man and an inward man. And so the outward man, how many of you have a body here? Amen. Everybody should have their hand up. Everybody's got a body here. And so you have an outward man, but the inward man is your spirit. On the inside of you, that's spirit. And I've been to many funerals, and I look at that body there. You know, I even saw my old dad there. You know, it looked like him. It's his house. I touched him, and it was hard. You know, the shell is hard, but that's not him. He didn't smile. He didn't do anything. His own character there was not there. That was just a shell. That's just a house. The real John, the spirit and the soul, went to glory. Amen? And that is the real you. Did you know that you're going to have your soul and your spirit throughout all eternity? As wild and as crazy as you are, Miss Maxine, guess what? You're still going to be like that in heaven. Hallelujah. You're going to be joyful. You're going to be thankful. It's the spirit and the soul of you is going to be in glory. And we're going to get a new body. I'm looking forward to that day. I can't wait. Well, I don't want to wait too quick because I want to stick around. But we're going to get a new body. Amen? This is a 52-year-old body right here. But we're going to have a good one. Amen? A strong one to be able to go through walls and to do mighty things. And so we thank God when that time comes. But until then, we want to keep this body in line. And you need your body. Sometimes when I speak, I kind of put down the body. But guess what? Without a body, you ain't going to be here. So be thankful for your body. Be thankful that you got a house to live in. This is your spirit is housed in here because the Bible says that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And so your body is the temple of the Spirit of God, and it's inside of you. But this is our earth suit. Amen? And I'm living for God. I got saved when I was 20, and it's still working for me. This body is still moving around. Yeah, it's got some issues at different times. Something happened on the top here, but bless God, it's still functioning. And I want it to function, but that's your body. And so everybody say, I will treat my body good. Amen. So you got to treat the house good. You got to feed it, take it to some buffets once in a while, give it a little bit of exercise, and give it some vitamins, maybe some vitamin D even, and treat the thing okay. But your spirit on the inside, that's the real you. And so there's an outward man and there's an inward man. And over in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, it says, I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body. Sometimes people put the body first because they're just body conscious. They're thinking about their body. But guess what? It's the spirit on the inside is the real you. I pray God your whole spirit, soul, which consists of your mind, your will, and your emotions, and your body, be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 12 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body. So you got to do something with this house. You got to present this body as a living sacrifice. In the Old Testament, the sacrifices they did, they had to kill that thing. That's horrible. Like, you don't have to kill your body, but some of the things that you have to say, no, you know, we can't. You know, personally, I don't drink alcohol. Just to let everybody know, not even some wine at dinner time. Might be nice. Lukey? He's been doing a lot of acting lately, and he's been hanging around with the jet setters. So anyways, this guy don't drink wine. This guy don't drink alcohol. And so that's not for me. I'm not allowed to, personally. That's me. Amen? Different people are different, and they have a little leeways in there. But for me, bless God, I'm a Nazarite, and I don't do that. Amen? I should actually grow my hair longer because they couldn't cut their hair like Pastor Steve out there. Yeah, he could be a Nazarite. And so, each one of us, we have to do something. We have to present our bodies. And sometimes when you present your body, it doesn't feel that good. It doesn't feel that good to kind of control it and say, no, you can't go to this place over there. That's too grungy over there. You don't belong in there. You belong over here. And so there's certain things that you have to keep that thing in line. But it says in Romans chapter 12, it says, I present your body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And then don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. Everybody say transformed. By the renewing of your mind. So not the removing of your mind. You can't take that thing right out of there, but you got to renew your mind. And so if we're going to live successful in this life, we got to have God on the inside of our spirit, and we got to renew our minds and keep these bodies in line. So Romans chapter 12, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body. God's not going to do it. God's not going to present your body for you. Did you know that? There's many times in the Christian life we want God to do everything. Yeah, when I accepted him in my heart, we became alive unto God. We became children of God. That happened in a split second. Just a moment of time it happened. That's great. But the rest of the program with the being a Christian is something that you do. You got to do something. So you present your body as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and not being conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of your mind. So I got to think in line. Guess what? For this church, I have to think in line. Amen. I'm an assistant pastor. Amen. I'm one of Pastor Roma's assistants. So I got to think in line with that. I got to think in line, not put myself somewhere else. No, I think in line with what God's word says. Thinking in line that you change that mind. Amen. When it comes to relationship, it's the same thing. I got to renew my mind. I just can't say, hey, look at all the pretty girls. Amen. There's a lot of old songs. They say, look at all the pretty girls. No, there's one girl for me, and that's Cindy Semenchuk. Semenchuk. Amen. So I'm a one-woman guy. Amen. I don't get it anymore. You know, if I was in the Old Testament, well, you found out what happened to Solomon. Eh? He had 1,000 wives. And he went absolutely nuts. And so you got to renew your mind. You get one. Hey, everybody. Everybody say you get one. Amen. And one husband. You can have a husband. So pick the right one. Amen. Julie, pick the right one. You got to pick the right one. And so you got to renew that mind. You got something to do with that mind. So you transform by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Ooh. I get excited about the good. I get excited about the acceptable. But the perfect. Ooh. Brother Hagin was complaining about his finances one day. He was saying, Lord, I did this for you. I did everything. He said, yeah, you don't do what you preach. Oh, I don't do what I preach. Yeah, you did it, but you weren't very willing. Amen. You were obedient, but you weren't very willing. And sometimes we got to be willing. Amen. Willing. I'm willing to be a Christian. I'm willing to serve God. I'm willing. W-I-L-L-I-N-G. Willing. And so we got to be willing and obedient. We eat the good of the land. He said it took 1 second. Okay, I'm willing now. Woo-hoo. I'm going to eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. Why? Because I'm willing and I'm obedient. Amen. So you transform by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. And so we're going to prove that out all the time throughout our entire life. Should I go or should I stay? Amen. There was a song back there. I don't know who it was by The Clash. Maybe Steve knows there. Mark, who? He does some things there. But it was by The Clash. Should I go or should I stay? Na, 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 na. Should I go or should I stay? And something like that. It was a catchy little tune. But anyways, yeah, you got to know. Hey, should I go or should I stay? What's the will of God in every way? Praise his holy name. And so we got to do something. And so that's a very good scripture. It talks about the spirit, the soul, and the body. So the first one we're going to go to is the soul. Now, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing soul and spirit. Because the soul and the spirit are so close together, only the word of God can divide them. Amen. We understand the body. We all have one. But the spirit and the soul can be, sometimes people say, oh, I thought it's the same thing. I thought my soul and my spirit are the same thing. No, they're not the same thing. They're not the same thing. Your spirit is the heart on the inside of you. Amen. Have you ever said, I love you to someone that you love? Amen. Have you ever talked to your mother or your dad and said, I love you? Or somebody that you want to say I love you to. So you would say that. It would come right out of your spirit, right out of your heart. That's the real you. But the soul is the other part of you that actually has to do with your will, your choices, your will, your mind, and your emotions. Have you ever been emotional distressed? As your emotions just tried to run you over wild? Amen. Just an emotional wreck. Yeah, I've had it several times now. But no, I have actually been emotionally wrecked at different times. But I think women have it worse than guys. I don't know. Sometimes, at least once a month, somehow they go a little bit. You talk to them at a distance. But they can be loving and kind too. So anyways, and so the women have to use a little more faith to be a little more loving and a little more kind. But their emotions can be just woo, way over here. And I know at times my emotions can be way over there too at times. Have you ever got upset? Hey? Not a once. There's a good liar in the house. No, he's not a good liar, but everybody has got upset at different times. And so we have to be able to control that and say, no, you know, I'm not going to let that go. I'm not going to let that go. I'm going to let that go and release it. So the Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. So understand that there is a spirit, there is a soul, and there is a body, and only the Word of God can be able to divide that up and to chop that up. It says over in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 9, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. So your soul is continually going to be renewed and changed. That's one thing that's always going to be on the mend, on the continually renewing your mind. Your whole life, all of us are going to have to renew our mind with the Word of God, continually bringing God's Word to our mind, focusing on what God's Word says, hearing God's Word and bringing it to our mind so it can filter down into our spirits. So that's a lifelong process. Yes, I love Jesus. You see people that just got born again, they know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are born again, that they are alive unto God, that Jesus is their Lord and their Savior. They didn't read much Bible, but they know it. Why? Because God put that on the inside of them. Amen? In their spirit, they know they're a child of God. How do you know? How do you know? I went with my cousin in Yorkton, Saskatchewan, and I used to be kind of a rough driver. No, but anyways, we were cruising, and I was so happy on the inside, and I said, "Praise the Lord!" And I, and he's an unsaved person, a cousin of mine. We were the same age, and he says, "You better watch, or you're going to be praising him." So he got all upset. But why? I was just so happy on the inside. The praise just bubbled right out of my spirit, right out. And it doesn't matter. He was there, a cousin of mine, just praise the Lord right there. Because it came right out of my spirit on the inside of you. And so that's the real you. And if you could live your life by being filled up with the Spirit, guess what? You're going to have a jolly life. Amen? Doesn't mean there's not going to be tests and trials, because we all have tests. We all have trials and temptation. But we're not going to just sit and cry about it and moan about it and saying, how bad is this? How horrible is this? Yes, it is devastating. Yes, it is horrible, especially when it comes to death of loved ones or whatever. Yes, it's devastating. But God wants you to know that, hey, I'm with you and I'm going to strengthen you. I'm going to help you and I'm going to come through with you in this. Amen? And that's the way God will have us and lead us and guide us. So over in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 12, again, one of these, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy beloved, bowels of mercy and kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness and long-suffering. So many times we have to put things on. We have to put things on. You're going to have to change the way we think and think in line with God's word. We're going to have to be led by the Spirit of God on the inside of us and to be able to control our bodies. Not looking, but looking unto Jesus. Amen. The author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, despite the shame of the cross, is now set down at the right hand of God. Amen. You got to focus and look to Jesus. Amen. Keep looking to him. Keep looking what he had to do. I love this Jesus, my Savior, my Lord, and my Master. I was just reading the other day and how he was in a crowd of people and he's speaking the word, and all of a sudden people got offended with him in his own hometown. Amen. People got offended at him and they said, "Who's this Jesus? He's a carpenter. Who's this Jesus? He's a carpenter." Well, me and my lightning fast mind would think that anybody who's going to put down me, I would be offended. Wouldn't you agree? But it doesn't say Jesus got offended. Jesus did not get offended at all. He looked at them, and the Bible says that they were offended at him. Here, they're the ones that are blasting him, giving them a piece of their minds, telling them how small Jesus is. You're just from our hometown. You're just a little old carpenter. They're putting them down, and Jesus didn't get offended at all. He said, and they were offended. But Jesus marveled at their unbelief, and he could there do no mighty works, but lay his hands on a few sick folk and heal them. Woo! So that tells me that Jesus doesn't take an offense. Amen? Big Judas comes to him right in the Garden of Gethsemane when the tests and the trials are on and gives him a big kiss. And he said, friend, what you're going to do, go ahead and do it. Here he called him friend. Do you think he's just mocking? You dirty, rotten dog. Here, I'm going to call you friend. So throughout all eternity, everybody knows that I really hate your guts. But I'm, just for the Bible's sake, you know, they're going to be reading about me. Hey, friend. No. Jesus meant it. Jesus meant it. Amen. That's our loving Savior. That's our loving Lord. Jesus meant it. Judas did his deal, his dirty deed, done dirt cheap. He did it, but it didn't help him in his life. Amen. But that's a good lesson that we could do, that learn from Jesus, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And so there's many times that we got to do something. We have to put that on. Put on that humbleness of mind and realize that, hey, I'm going to think in line with God's word. Over in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are a good report, think on these things. Amen. If you think about bad things, guess what? Do you ever get depressed? Maybe you're thinking along the lines of, oh, I don't have any money. Or, oh, the devil's sure running amok. Oh, the devil's doing this. The devil's doing that. Sometimes people say, oh, you know, the devil told me this. And I've heard them say it to me personally. Well, what did God's word say personally to you? Is it just that we were so tuned up to the devil that we just know everything he says? You know, everything, we're on a hotline with Satan. Yeah, he said this. Okay, yeah, I'm going to say that. No, let's get a hotline with God. Amen? Let's get a hotline from heaven. Being in a hotline from heaven that's saying, hey, I hear God's voice, and the voice of a stranger I don't follow. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light, he tells us. Learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. Woo! Amen? When we hook up with Jesus, all of a sudden life turns a lot better. When we hook up with Jesus and start thinking in line with the way he thinks, let's give him a praise break. Amen? Let's lift up our hands and thank you, Lord God, that I hear from heaven. Thank you, Lord God, that I'm sensitive to your leading, your directing, your guidance. I'm sensitive. I hear the voice of the good shepherd, and you bring me peace. And you bring me rest. And you bring me joy. Woo! Amen. Thank you, Lord. You know, there was a bit of a storm this morning, but guess what? God is in the midst of any kind of storms that we go through. And he, in fact, makes it good. I love that one case. He was walking on the water, and in one of the Gospels, it says that he rebuked it. He said, why are you guys so fearful? And he rebuked the winds, and immediately they were on the other side, just supernatural, spectacular boat went like 1,000 miles an hour and got to the other side. He was right there. Why? Because he always brings peace and he always brings rest. Anytime fear comes to you, guess what? You know that you're not walking in line with God's word. Anytime anxiety and fretfulness and worry come, you're not walking in line with God's word. Anytime I'm anxious, guess what? I'm not walking in line with God's word. You got to rebuke that anxious thought and say, no. You know, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus Christ has come that you might have life and life more abundantly. I'm going to think in line with what he said about me. Amen. This is not just a man's gospel. This is the Holy Ghost from heaven spoke through holy men of old, and they penned down what was written. You know, when it comes to the scriptures, I heard it said at Rhema, he said that there was a lot of letters being written at those times, a lot of letters, but there's something about the gospels that they said, no, this is a taught, a nat, It's way higher. Why? Because it's God's word. Amen? It's God's holy word. And so we could take it and say, no, this is the Bible. This is what God says. So thinking in things that are true, that are lovely, that are of a good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So that's got to be my constant, thinking on these things. Not thinking how bad it is. Not thinking, oh, that I'll never be able to overcome certain things. No. Bless God, thinking in line. I'm going to think in line. Amen. Not having a poverty mentality. You know, this city has been a blessing. Amen. For the past 15 years, this city has been a blessing. A real blessing. But yet, you could see in some areas of camp, oh, Thunder Bay, you know, Yeah, and then sure, you could hook up with that. You could hook up with that. Oh, that Thunder Bay, you know, it's... you can go with those. But guess what? Why don't you take it to the other extreme, amen? Imagine if the Spirit of God is so manifested in this place that people fly to Thunder Bay to hear the word of the Lord, amen? That's right, Ed. And so They said at Ramah that there were some people at the doors and they got crowded and one hurt their ankle. Well, when I was at Ramah, I would stay in line for 2 hours and it didn't bother me. I'd be right up there, first right by the door, and then there's some sly women would come and they would kind of like this, and then next thing you know, they're in front of me. So I didn't push them. But I noticed there was once I saw a good fight. But that's 2 hours. That's called people that are hungry. Amen? I fasted once for 3 days. I was so hungry. I immediately was just waiting. The last day was just a waiting period. Wasn't much talking to God involved. It was just waiting for that sub. Just waiting to put it together, you know, thinking about all the toppings and everything. I'm going to have that sub. I'm fasting, you know, doing the Lord's word. And fasting, eh? So as soon as the fast was over, I immediately started eating that sub. Had it all ready. I started eating it, and the roof of my mouth hurt. Everything hurt. It was the worst sandwich ever. But sometimes we got to be hungry, amen? And wait in anticipation with God. And be hungry for him to say, Lord, I'm going to get more of you today, amen? Yesterday I knew him somewhat, but today I'm going to know you more. And it's the same thing with this city, that God Almighty is at work. Amen? To come out into in a weather like this, then that means you're hungry. That means you want the Word of God. You want the Spirit of God. And I believe that the Lord meets those that are hungry and thirsty. If you knock, it shall be open unto you. You seek, you get to find. Amen? You ask, and it'll be given unto you. Because God is not a liar. Hallelujah. And so the next one we want to talk about, that was the soul. And the next one is the body. Now the body is something else. But like I said some positive things earlier in it. And we thank God for it. And so we're going to keep track of this thing. And to be able to walk uprightly. It says in Corinthians, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? So your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So where you go, God goes. John G. Lake would look in the mirror every morning. He had a suit on. And he would look in the mirror and he'd say, God's living in that man. And where that man goes, God goes. Amen? God's living in that man. And so we got to do the same thing. Smith Wigglesworth would get up in the morning. And this is through things that I've read. He would get up in the morning and he would start dancing. Yee-hoo! Well, how many of you like to dance first thing in the morning? No, you want to wait a little bit, maybe have a coffee, and wash up, put some cold water on your face, you know, stretch, look out the window. But that was the first thing he did. As soon as his feet hit the floor, he starts dancing. Why? Because he knows, hallelujah, God is for him. Amen. We're people of faith. People of faith do things like that. You say, I'm not going to do that. Well, then you're going to miss out on some good experiences with God. Amen? It takes faith to take some time to go into the book. This is the book. We don't get to see God with our natural eyes, but we get to see this book. This is a nice book. Like my brother, I had an older brother, Barry, he's saved now. And him and his wife, they weren't born again, eh? And I got saved in 87, and I was all excited about the Lord. And his wife says, well, we have 3 Bibles in our house. Well, you can have all the Bibles you want. It doesn't mean anything that you have Bibles. It's what's inside the Bible, amen? To go ahead and read the Word, to go ahead and take some time out of your day to focus on that Word, to read that Word. So it says, what, know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own, you're bought with a price? Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which is His. So he tells us to glorify God in our body and in our spirit. So over in 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27, the Apostle Paul says, I keep under. Everybody say, I keep under. So I keep under my body. That means he keeps it in total control, absolute control. I like there was a confrontation that the Apostle Paul, who wrote this, he said that I keep under my body. But there was a thing with him and Barnabas. Now, him and Barnabas were called of God, absolutely called of God. They were, as they were ministering to the Lord spoke and said some things, and they were called of God. And so they did their missionary journey. They went on their way, and they had their little cousin there, Barnabas' cousin by the name of Mark. And Mark was with them, but Mark said, I had enough of this church business, and he took off home and he left. Well, the Apostle Paul and Barnabas finished their route, and they were going to go somewhere else now. And then all of a sudden, Mark appeared and said, hey, I want to go with you guys. And Barnabas said, sure, come on, Mark, let's go. And Paul said, no, he's not coming. So he put his foot down. He said, he's not bringing him. I'm not bringing Mark. Why? Mark left us. And so he got a little bit confrontational with the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul got confrontational with Barnabas. And so the Bible says the conflict became so strong that Barnabas took Mark and went to Cyprus, and Paul went and chose Silas and went on his missionary journey. But what I wanted to say was at the end of the book, amen, as you read, the Apostle Paul says, bring Mark, for he's profitable to me. And so sometimes in life, there's things that have happened to us, and there's things that go on in our lives. And yeah, we can get emotional about things, and we can go certain lines and directions, maybe say things that we shouldn't have said. Well, we could always make it up, amen? You always got a voice that you could say, Lord, I'm sorry, I missed it in that area. Forgive me in Jesus' name. And you're right back on track. Lord, forgive me. You know, I missed it there. I shouldn't have did that. Listening to Winter Bible Seminar, there's many people that have left. They went out at different places. And Brother Hagin would tell those guys, he said, what's the matter? Why are you so upset? And he said, well, ever since I left, I'm not blessed like I was when I was there. He said, turn around, come back, and go right where you started. Amen? With whatever God spoke to you. So God will speak to our hearts, amen? And he'll always give us another chance to be able to walk in line with his word and his will. So he said here, I keep under my body. So the Apostle Paul said, I have to keep under my body. I bring it into subjection, lest I should myself should be a castaway. So he had to do something with that body. Now the last one is the spirit. So you are a spirit, you possess a soul, and you live in a body. Let's all stand, amen? We're not over yet, but we want to get some exercise here and keep you guys limbered up. And so you are a spirit, you possess a soul, and you live in a body. And so we're going to talk about the spirit now, but let's thank God. Amen. Let's thank him. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That we are a spirit and that we do possess a soul and we live in a body. We thank you, Lord God. O fura ma sendere de keshta. Izevara mo kushtukura ma sendere ve keseta. Exercising yourself unto godliness. Thank you, Lord God, that we will bring our bodies in line with your will, with your plan and your purpose, and that we will renew our mind. Hallelujah. And we will be led by the Spirit of God in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. So that spirit on the inside of you is that's the real you. Now, over in 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, if you would go over there with me to 1 John 2:27. Now, when you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, guess what? On the inside of you, there's some things that have happened unto you. Verse 2, verse 27, 1 John 2, verse 27. Let's all read that together. But the anointing, everybody say that. But the anointing which you have received of him abides in you. So everybody say, the anointing abides in you. Amen. So the anointing, that's the Spirit of God on the inside of us. It abides in us, and it's with us forever. And that anointing is going to lead us. It's going to direct us and guide us. And so I endeavor to title this message, Who's Leading You? Is your soul leading you? Is your body leading you? Or is your spirit leading you? And so we've got to endeavor to be able to hear what God is saying. Now, Jesus Christ appeared to Brother Hagin several times. And there was one time Brother Hagin was doing a sermon. And he got 3 points for his sermon. Amen? He got 3 points. But he said on the inside of them, something's not quite right on the inside of him. And so Jesus Christ appeared to him and talked to him about his ministry and certain things. And then before Jesus walked away and left, he said, Dear Jesus, can I ask you something? And Jesus turned around and he said, Sure. Isn't that amazing? Jesus, the Son of God. He said, Yeah, sure. He said, I've been putting together this message. I've been putting together this sermon, and I've got 3 points, but there's something scratching on the inside, but I can't seem to figure it out. Is there another point to that sermon that I put together? And Jesus said, Yes, there's another point to that sermon. My spirit has been endeavoring to get over to your spirit, but you weren't able to pick up on it. Do you understand what that means? That is so exciting. That God's Spirit is always at work inside of us because that anointing abides in you. He's leading us. He's talking to us about ministry. He's talking to us about the church. He's talking to us about helping in certain areas in the church. He's talking about our family. He's talking to us about our job, our finances. He's talking to us about our health. He's always talking. And yet when Brother Egan was putting that message together, he said, Yes, my spirit was endeavoring to get over to your spirit, but you weren't able to pick up on it. So that means that all of us, if we will be sensitive to be able to hear from God, to hear from heaven, then we can pick up on what God's word is saying. Amen? And he'd be able to get a direction in when we're where we need that direction. And so that anointing that abides in you is in you. Romans 10, verse 10, it says, With the heart man believes. So on the inside of us, that's the real us. Our spirits, our hearts are leading us. Our hearts are going to guide us and direct us. And so when we hear what our spirit is saying, guess what? We're being led by the Holy Ghost. We're being led by the Holy Ghost. And so when I was in Tulsa, and when I heard that in my spirit, there was an overflow of people. There was 3 actually overflows that year at Rhema Bible Training Center. And so the sanctuary was full. They had the chapel was full. And there was one other place was full. And so I came late that day. But anyways, I came late that day and they put me in the chapel. And guess what? I sat right beside Cindy Semestruck. Her name wasn't Cindy. It was Cindy Saz that day. And it was like on the inside of me, it said that she would make you a good wife. And I said to myself, what? Amen. God ever told you something and you said, what? And it was just like as clear as a bell. What? And so I heard that. And then immediately I went into my mode and got things accomplished. Praise God. It took a little while, but it did get accomplished. But many times God will do that to us. And sometimes we say, what? Amen. Has God ever talked to you about giving money away? Amen. And you say, what? And many times it does work to that. Sometimes I laugh at Christians. They just become born again, and the first thing they want to do is give $1,000 away. Do you know what $1,000 is? That's like you would have to get a $10,000 increase to be able to give $1,000. Like, that's huge. But yet people, they just get born again there. I got to give $1,000. And I did the same thing, but it seems kind of weird that so quickly that you have to give $1,000. Immediately bring that $1,000 and put it on the altar. I guess God works in us, but sometimes when we're listening to God, we say, what? Amen, what? And so when you hear God's voice and you hear yourself saying, what? Then that means that, hey, you're hearing from God. Amen? Because many times it's not something that your mind's going to agree with, something that your body probably doesn't want to do, but your spirit is giving a big yes. Amen? So that in itself. So anytime you hear the voice of God on the inside of you and you find yourself saying, what? you go ahead and say, hey, God is leading me, God is guiding me, and God is directing me. So it says here, with the heart man believes, Romans 10:10, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And then in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 4, but it let it be the hidden man of the heart, which is non-corruptible, even the meek, an ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that's the spirit, soul, and body. So let's all stand. Amen. We'll get some musicians. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Let's spend some time worshiping him, thanking him. See if you can get some of those what's on the inside of us. Amen. Thank you, Lord God, that as many as are led by you, they are the children of God. Father, we want to thank you. Thank you that as many as are led by you, they are the children of God. And we endeavor to talk today this about the spirit, the soul, and the body, and how we are a tripart being, and how you're leading us on the inside of us. Sometimes things on the outside of us, they don't make sense. We look at it and we say, that don't make no sense. But on the inside of it, it's given us a big yes. A big thankful yes, yes, I believe it, I believe it. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let's worship him and let's thank him that he is faithful to guide you in this life. He's faithful to direct you. Father, we want to thank you that we hear your voice, that you are leading us and guiding us. Amen. He leads us and he guides us. He shows us which way to go. He tells you this is the way, walk ye in it, and don't you ever, ever let go. He shows you what's ahead of you. You never have to doubt or fear, because God's presence is leading you all along the way. Thank you, Father, that you're leading us and guiding us and directing us. We thank you, Father, that each one here finds their place. Amen. That place that where you lead them, you guide them, you feed them, you protect them. Everybody say, I will obey where God leads me. What he shows me to do, how he tells me, I'll do it exactly like that. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for this day, and we thank you for this service, and thank you for ministering to each heart and life. And we thank you, Lord God, that through the months and through the years to come, that you're faithful. You've been faithful to us in the past. You'll be faithful to us right now, and you'll be faithful in the future. And so we want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Those that need healing, you know, he's your healer. He said, it sent his word and healed you and delivered you from all your afflictions. If you need healing, you raise your hand. You say, thank you, Lord. You're healing me. That you're setting me free. Thank you, Lord God, for that healing. Thank you for that touch of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for that virtue that flows in me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Those that are disturbed in their minds, hallelujah. He gives you the Prince of Peace will come in that mind. Amen. And you'll have peaceful thoughts. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And those that say, oh, life's not worth living. I've got no opportunities. I've got no chance. No, God loves those people. God loves that one that would say, you know, I'm at the end of my rope, so to speak. I'm the end of my place. Well, he loves those people, and he says, you come unto me, and I will give you rest. So we thank you, Lord God. You know, there's one thing God wants from you, and that's your time. Amen? He wants your time. Someone that you spend time with, guess what? That means you want to fellowship with them. You want to spend some time with them. And that's all God requires of us, is just to spend some time with him. And so, Father, we want to thank you that we love you, that we appreciate you, and we give you all the glory that's due your mighty name. And we thank you for this day. We thank you for this Sunday. We thank you, Lord, for the refreshing that we have in the Spirit of God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Well, God bless you. You have a wonderful Sunday. It's 11:53 and all's well. Hallelujah. Enjoy your day.